NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Roughly 48 hours before Iowa Democrats go to their caucuses, the candidates are in a frenzy today, courting undecided voters. Until this week, it seemed that only two candidates had a good chance to win the first presidential voting, but now four candidates appear close together: Howard Dean, Dick Gephardt, John Kerry, and John Edwards. NPR's Mara Liasson starts our coverage in Des Moines.
4 years ago, only 61,000 Iowa Democrats voted in the caucuses. This year, twice as many are expected. And this morning, voters, volunteers, and reporters were packed like sardines into the Des Moines headquarters of John Edwards, the North Carolina senator who last week received the surprise endorsement of the Des Moines Register and then surged in the polls. While the other candidates traded attacks, Edwards stuck to an optimistic message and made himself into an alternative for voters disgusted with the sniping. Now he hopes the new interest helps his supporters turn out the vote.
You've already knocked on 100,000 doors in Iowa, and we're going to knock on 50,000 more before Monday night, aren't we?
Yeah!
At Woodrow Wilson Junior High School in Council Bluffs, Howard Dean was focused on one thing: getting his extensive but untested organization to live up to its potential.
And on Monday night at 6:30, you have the power take back the White House in 2004, and that is exactly what we're going to do. Thank you very much.
With the race this close, negative attacks could boomerang, and Dean has taken off the air an ad attacking Gephardt, Edwards, and Kerry for voting for the Iraq War. Today, while he didn't drop the issue that helped propel him to prominence, Dean tried to underline his differences with his rivals in a softer way.
Many of you know that Senator Edwards and Senator Kerry, Representative Gephardt, Wes Clark, Joe Lieberman, all those guys, they're all good people. They supported the war in Iraq.
But the Dean campaign has also been attacking John Kerry for proposing to eliminate or reduce the Department of Agriculture, not a popular position in a farm state like Iowa. Kerry, who's making a big last-minute investment of time and money in the state, has, according to some polls, had the most dramatic surge here. Kerry released a new television ad today touting the endorsement of the wife of Iowa's governor, Tom Vilsack.
He's been endorsed by Iowans, from office worker Elizabeth Hendricks to First Lady Christy Vilsack.
I'm standing with John Kerry because he'll fight for us.
The Quad City Times calls John Kerry extraordinary. The Press Citizen endorses.
A strong showing in Iowa could give Kerry a much-needed boost in New Hampshire, where he's trailing badly despite being from neighboring Massachusetts.
It is Dick and Jane. There's nothing we can do about it.
The candidate with the most at stake in Iowa is Dick Gephardt, who rallied supporters with his wife Jane in Davenport today.
Go out of this place, go door to door, talk to your friends, neighbors, relatives, associates. Bring every person out. This is your country. Bring everybody to the caucus. We will win. We will prevail.
Gephardt, who won the Iowa caucus once before in 1988, has acknowledged he must win here for his campaign to continue. Gephardt is counting on his experienced organization, fueled by industrial union members, to deliver the vote. Like all the candidates, he'd like to win over some of Iowa's undecided Democrats. This year, there are more voters who haven't yet made up their minds than ever before at this late point in a caucus fight. And that's why the Democratic race is so unpredictable. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Des Moines.